joined by Clate Birmingham, the head coach of the Blue Devils football team. And first of all, Clate, first game and one win in the books. So what were some things in that first game that that you thought looked pretty well to you?
Well, it was exciting to see the offense side of the ball, move the ball, and put points on the board. And defensively, you know, we gave up too many yards, but, you know, it's all easily corrected, and hopefully we can do a little better second game.
And in that first game, you get to get a look at some of the younger players that are getting their first opportunity to step in, and you're also getting to see the maturation of some guys who got some playing time last year and are now taking that experience to the field this year. Who are some guys that stood out for you in terms of stepping up and finding a role for themselves?
I think the first one was Hank Kubiak, our quarterback, junior. Saw a little playing time last year, but it really took over the ringleader. You know, this season was, you know, first game, got a conference, WIC Conference Player of the Week offensively. So it's a great award for him and just for our offense in general. You know, he really stepped up good and he had some good supporting cast, but it was just good to see him because that's always one of the positions they're always worried about every head coach is, you know, who's going to lead this team in quarterback. And I'm glad to see we got one this year.
And you look up and down your roster. We can talk about, of course, the skill position guys a bit, but offensive and defensive lines have typically been pretty good under your coaching, and that seems to be, so far anyway, seems to be another strong point for your team.
Yeah, our offensive line is kind of led by David Reyes and Devin Greiber. Both started last year and both returning, and just good leaders, too. They're both captains for our team. Defensive line, you know, we lost a lot last year, but I'm excited for these young guys. We got some a front four in there, and we feel like we have about seven or eight of them actually that we can play at the D-line positions, and we don't miss a beat. So we stole one from the offense. We took over David Gable. He was our starting fullback for the last 3 years, and just some different things with our offense is doing. We thought we could utilize them better on defensive end, and just brought a really mean mentality, just kind of a tough-nosed mentality down to that group. So excited to get him.
It is interesting when you move a player from one side of the ball to the other, move him around a bit position to position, and, you know, there's a lot that goes into it, but ultimately there's a lot of trust involved, both from the player to the coaching staff that they know what's best, and from the coach to the player that they're going to learn the new position and excel at it and not have any sour grapes about being moved from a spot that they maybe have played for a really long time. When you do, you know, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. What are some of the things that go into it for you as a head coach when you're trying to determine the best place on the field for a player?
Hey, basically, you just want to get your best players on the field, and you do whatever you can to try to do that. And sometimes it's just a matter of doing it for the team. And most of your guys will understand that, and they'll make that move. And the only time we ever make a move is if they're going to help us in that two deep right away. We won't make a move and just put a guy someplace where he's not going to help us at all. So, David didn't question anything. You know, he understands that we changed our offense a little bit too, and he's not going to be utilized like he used to be. So he was excited about the move.
Clate Birmingham, coach of the UW-Stub Blue Devils, on with me. A 35-20 opening victory over Dakota Wesleyan University. Task this week is Jamestown of North Dakota, and this is a team that has become a familiar opponent. This annual series, it's interesting. There's been some pretty good games here over the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, they're a tough team, and they're we just respect each other a lot. I mean, they just do things the right way. It's Coach Frank just runs this program right, and when you have that relationship and you know that you're going to get from another team, and you know, you're not going to go over there and we're not going to run the score on each other. We're not going to, you know, trash talk or treat the opponent, you know, disrespectful. So, you know, when you get those relationships built, you like to just keep re-signing them on the contract. And this is one of them we've had for the last, 7 years now. I think it's been going, or seven or eight. So, it's just nice to keep that going. And it's a little tradition too. Every year you play the same team, and it's kind of nice too, instead of hunting for games every year.
Yeah, and it also helps in the fact that, there's a road aspect to it, too. You get to go on these road trips. There's some pretty long ones in the WIAC every year. You think, Platteville, Oshkosh, Whitewater, and this is also a way to prepare for that.
Exactly. You know, there's teams that you know, call you from California and Texas every year they want to play you, but, you know, that just kills your budget, you know, having to fly out there or drive out there. And, you know, if you can keep it within 6 hours, 6-7 hours bus trip on a non-conference game, that's pretty manageable. So I think Jamestown is about 6 hours, and then the following week going to North Central in Naperville, and all that's another 6 hours trip. So, you know, we can deal with those shorter trips and save our budget a little bit.
Clay, we'll talk about on the field in a second, but, you know, off the field there are, as always, the cliche questions you roll out about a road trip for your team. What are some of the special things you guys might do just to keep the guys loose and fresh as you guys make a trip across the Midwest here?
Well, we always try to, on the longer trips, we always try to see the world a little bit and stop off different places and give them a little different experience. You know, this trip going to Jamestown, we're going to stop off at NDSU to do a walkthrough there and just see the Fargo Dome. And very much from here to Jamestown to stop and deal with. But that's one of the things we're going to do there. And it's kind of neat things, you know, we get some kids from California. Maybe they've never been to Fargo or never seen the, you know, NDSU, and being them, having won the national championship in 1AA the last couple of years, it's kind of neat to see what they have. Next week, we go on North Central, Illinois, and we're going to take the team by Camp Randall and show them that, and then kind of Capitol Square as well. We'll give them an hour where they can just go walk around the Capitol and that whole Capitol Square area and just kind of see the world. It's kind of a part of our philosophy here of building men and just, you know, kind of building the whole person instead of just worry about always football.
Yeah, we'll sit here and talk football until the end of time on the sports show. But I think you're right on that. Just to, you know, I talk about this with coaches a lot. But yeah, at the Division III level, especially high school, there's a lot more than just what happens on the field with these guys. I mean, these guys are they're all in class. They're all going to class. They're all succeeding in class as well. You see academic all whatever teams come out all the time, and there's usually a pretty good representation by UW Stout student athletes in all sports, not just football. And it's just part of those things that makes UW Stout what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes all Division III sports. I mean, you're coaching. That's why I like this level. You're coaching not just for the W's and the L's, and it's not a meat market. It's you really care about the kids. You get to deal with the kids on every facet of their life. We don't have academic people where you can push them off to. We don't have, you know, maybe different areas where you just kind of pawn them off, if you will. We got to deal with everything, the whole facet of every stage of their life, and that's what makes it fun. You get pretty attached to these guys and help them develop, and it's just more rewarding when they come back later in life and you know, see what the success they've had.
Let's talk about on the field for a minute. Clay Birmingham, UW Stout Blue Devils football coach, on with me here on Spotlight Blue Devils, presented by Bob and Steve's BP Amico Shops. Now, we look at Jamestown again, and as we've talked about, it is an annual, I don't know if you want to call it a rivalry, but it's an annual game that you play. And these games have been everything from high scoring to defensive grinded out battles. In terms of this year, I don't know how much you can really look into maybe just one game for each team, but what are you expecting from them this year?
Well, they changed up their offense a little bit from last year. I'm not sure if it's because of new coaching staffs or what, but they kind of went back to just more of a zone style offense, one back style, shotgun all the time. They used to be, last year, they kind of mixed in some two backs, some more power running game. So they're a little different than last year. Still got some good personnel, good players. Defensively, they're going to run a 3-4. Defense and you know, they got decent defense as well. So they started off on a rough note, and that's the hardest thing as a coach. You kind of, you know, you have to tell our kids, because they're right away they're going to look at this, you know, schedule and see what their record is, and you know, being 0-3, it's kind of deceiving. They're a little better than what that record shows. So, you know, you got to just try to tell your guys that hey, you know, you can't just look at the W's and L's here. They're going to come out and compete. So we'll have a good game this week.
And for your team, what are some things you're looking to work on in game number two for UW Stout?
Well, we got a lot of, you know, after only playing one game, we got a lot of areas to improve on. They always say, the old cliche in coaching is you make your biggest gains between game one and game two. So I'm excited to see if we can make that jump this week. Got a lot of stuff. I know we played decent, but when you really break down and look at that film again and you get to rewind it 10 times, you find a lot of errors on there. So it's one of those things where the kids come in the next day and they they're all excited because they won, but then you turn on the film and they see all the errors and they don't feel as good when they leave, but at least they know what they need to get corrected. So we're excited.
All right, UW Stout Blue Devils football coach Clay Birmingham, thanks for taking some time off for me today, Coach. Good luck in your game this week.
All right, thank you.
Clay Birmingham right there, Blue Devils football coach.